Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks. Hello, this is Paulina.
And this is Quinn. And Claire, to answer your question, I'm great.
I'm okay too.
Question? Oh yeah, good. I'm glad.
How's it going?
I said, how's it going? Hey ladies, I'm excited to see you because obviously it's an exciting time. How are we all feeling? The time has come. Playoffs are here. Edmonton, LA again. How are we doing? Quick wellness check for the group.
Yeah, I'm fine. This is we were recording prior to game one. I'm nervous, but I'm going to say that my attitude towards the Oilers has flipped. I think they win this series no matter what happens.
Positive Quinn is back.
She's back.
She's ready to play.
Yeah. Injured guys have had some rest. Things are.
That's exactly it.
We're on the upswing.
We haven't seen this team in a while. And I just think that Connor and Leon are too big of X factors and LA can't score enough. So there we go. That's it.
I feel okay. I feel less optimistic than Quinn. Shock. But I am excited that it is playoff time for the Oilers team officially. I've got my Oilers swag on, you know, I'm just excited for playoffs. But going into it, feeling neutral in terms of optimism. Yeah.
That's okay. Neutral is better than, you know,
the sky is falling.
Yeah. Sky is falling. I'm super excited. I feel very optimistic. I think that the rest is going to work in our favor, especially with Connor's comment last week that was in the media of like, don't count us out. I think people had the wrong idea kind of thing. And that's huge coming from him and the captain. So yeah, the one thing I will say though, Paulina, is in a previous episode, you were kind of slagging on Skinner, not for his play, but for his poor baby birth time
family
management.
Yeah. Poor family planning. And
that's
I stand by that
term, not baby birth time management.
I stand by it.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't on board at the time that you said that, but I am now because Kulak was with his partner at the hospital over the weekend, welcoming their newest, or I don't know if it's their first or not. I didn't check, but either way,
a new baby.
Instead of being in LA with his teammates prior to the season or the playoff start. So, I mean, poor planning, if you ask me.
It has an impact. I don't care what anyone says. It has an impact. It has to. It must. And, you know.
Your life gets flipped upside down, right?
So and I wanted to give you What a selfish baby. No, but I think that would be so stressful on the players and the players' partners and everybody involved. It would be very stressful.
It's a lot. It's a lot because you also don't know when it's coming. And there's got to be a lot of guilt, too, especially at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Go Oilers.
Go Oilers. They're going to win.
So we wanted to talk about some of the other storylines or things we've been thinking about as we head into the playoffs outside of just the Oilers. That's one of the cool things about the playoffs is there are so many storylines. So this isn't a deep dive. This is a bits snorkel. We're going to snorkel into a few different players. But one that stood out for me was or is Landeskog. And he has finally been taken off LTIR after 1,030 days out of the NHL. And his last game was the Avalanche's Stanley Cup victory in June 2022. That's insane.
That's, It the resilience, yeah, because he's been injured
Yeah, so
and the
he had a
recovery has been awful.
the recovery is it ha, he had so he was first injured in 2020, but it only got worse from there. So he's undergone two major surgeries, including a groundbreaking cartilage surgery in May of 23. And he's the first ever NHL player to return from an injury like that, which is pretty incredible. So, you know, his return is more than physical too. They've been doing a docu-series on him called A Clean Sheet, which dives into the physical and the emotional battle of coming back from something like this. I mean, just a reminder, and to those who may not know, he is the captain of the Colorado Avalanche. He is the heart and soul of that team. And he was sidelined for 3 years, still coming into the room, still being a part of the team. They still kept him as the captain. So, I mean, this has just been a huge story for them. For him to come back, heading into game two, where they have already got some momentum from a great win against Dallas. It's super exciting. Yeah, he spent two games in the AHL just getting game ready. But yeah, I'm super excited to watch him play and see how he does. And what a motivating factor for that locker room. I can't even imagine how the buzz must be for the team and then how that plays out among the organization and the fans and super, super special. And I'm not gonna lie, I know in our last episode, I think we all said our money's on Dallas. I definitely went back and changed my bracket pick. I think Avalanche have something going that's gonna.
Should have gone with, I guess, my heart on that one, because I think I wanted Avalanche over Dallas, but it just felt like going into it, Dallas had all the, I don't know, hype or momentum on their side. But there was a part of me that was just like, I don't know, like Avalanche is a different team this year. And it would be surprising to me to see, like, I can't in my mind imagine the Avalanche getting knocked out first round. I
In the
can
first
maybe see
round.
it
Me
happening to
neither.
Dallas, but like, and I mean, I guess it's easier to say that now after
Game
game
one.
one, but
I mean, yeah, and Dallas is dealing with their own injuries. We know what that's like.
for
But
sure,
yeah,
exactly.
there's just something to this Avalanche team that, yeah, like you said, I just had to go with my gut, even though initially I was really thinking the Stars were the ones coming in with all the momentum. So that's kind of cool. I'm excited to keep my eyes on this storyline. I don't know if either of you saw that docuseries, A Clean Sheet. I haven't
No.
seen it. I'd like to check it out though for sure. And I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure the final episode is going to be his activation back into the NHL. So should tie it in a bow quite nicely.
We're gonna do bold predictions in a few minutes, and so I will touch more on my Avalanche Dallas feelings.
Oh,
Okay.
interesting. I am excited to
Yeah, so
hear.
we'll save it for that.
Okay, well, I will say the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy is all about perseverance, sportsmanship, dedication to hockey, and I would say Landeskog's journey checks all of those boxes. So that'll be interesting too, just to keep in the back of your mind. I don't know if he's able to like a contender because of how
Eligible,
many,
yeah,
yeah,
because he didn't
due to
play.
games, but anyway, something that I was thinking about too would be a nice cherry on top of that story.
Well, my story of my NHL man, what's my snorkel?
What's
You
your
know what? It
snorkel?
starts at a lab at UC Berkeley, a
Ooh,
chemistry lab.
a lab baby, a test tube baby that became a hockey player.
Is there a new Connor McDavid clone?
Ooh, wouldn't that be
First of all,
nice?
they should be looking into that.
This man has never set foot on the ice. So we're going to talk about the general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes, Eric Tulsky. So this is a really, really cool story. So Tulsky joined the team about a decade ago. He was hired to be their loan analytics person. So he was the entire department. He was an Ivy League scientist. and moved into the analytics side of hockey, moved into the assistant GM role, and is now the general manager, like a completely non-traditional
self-made
hockey man. So when he was the assistant general manager in 2021, the NHL implemented or introduced all these new data points. So there was, I guess, tens of thousands of data points. He had an analytics team. It included like a neuroscientist.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, well, we're getting Moneyball vibes here. We're definitely getting Moneyball vibes here right now, the Oakland Athletics. So basically, long story short, this guy who was a chemistry major, has a PhD, Ivy League scientist, now the general manager, has hired a mechanical engineer from McGill University in 2021 to help with these tens of thousands of data points, because it was next to impossible to make sense of them all. So basically, he has built this team currently based on a lot of the analytics. And so this is an opportunity. If the Carolina Hurricanes go on to win, or even say make it to the Stanley Cup final or something, this could kind of present a new era in hockey. The NHL has been notoriously behind the other big four sports like NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball in terms of how they use their data and stats. Again, a la Moneyball. They're obviously behind Major League Baseball in terms of the analytics and how they build their team. But Carolina looked very good in their first game. Very, very good. It'll be interesting to see. It's kind of hard not to get, like, I mean, obviously in Edmonton, we hate Carolina because they beat the Edmonton Oilers in 2006. It's hard not to be really interested, though, in this storyline and Eric Tulsky's story. Mm-hmm. You know, just considering, because it is so different. So,
well, and it's
introduction
innovative
to Eric Tulsky. And for those who are subscribed to The Athletic, James Myrtle has a really wonderful in-depth article about him. That's what kind of made me want to snorkel above, cool, hover around Eric Tulsky and the Carolina Hurricanes.
That's really cool, Quinn. Yeah, it's innovative and it's not, right? Like, it's like you say, other teams are doing it, other sports are doing it, but I love that solution to a problem approach where it's like, hey, we have all this data, we know it can be doing more for us, but we don't know what to do with it. A lot of people, that would be a roadblock. A lot of teams, that would be a roadblock. A lot of organizations, sports or no sports, it happens
in
our line of work all the time.
I have heard from sources prior, like in the last, I haven't recently, but I haven't really talked about it, that the Oilers are a long ways behind and when it comes to analytics. I don't know if that's still the case, but I have heard that before. So this will be very interesting, and it does have, obviously, you know, implications for the Oilers.
Oh, for sure.
If this is the way that the NHL wants to move.
Yeah, I love it. That's very interesting. Cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Hey, no problem. I love to teach. That's what we're here for, right? On the bits.
Just to get a little bit of information. Just a bit.
You're on mute, Paulina. Can't believe we're saying this on a podcast.
I know,
oh my
right?
Gosh.
Sorry, I was yelling for water.
I would make you drink if you weren't pregnant.
I would gladly accept. I was so thirsty. That's why I muted.
Sarah, the water.
Sarah, I need water.
Okay, Polly, are your flippers on?
Yeah, I hate the
you
word.
You have a snorkel?
I'm going to... Not that's not what this is about.
You're what?
You I said I hate the word snorkel, but I'm not.
Okay.
That's not what this is about, and this is what we're calling it anyway.
You hate the word snorkel?
I just like we're gonna. I don't know.
Oh God! I wish you told me that a lot sooner.
I know. Well,
I have no emotional tie to the word snorkel.
I know. Zero. It seems like we really liked it on this podcast. We
only
like
because it's like a good playoff of the word deep dive.
I know. It makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't. So.
Okay, so you're gonna wade.
Maybe it's a
in.
Shallow dive.
You're
wade
gonna,
in. Yep.
You're gonna wade into something.
I'm gonna wade in.
Let's go ankle deep, baby.
Snorkeling gives me anxiety. So I want to talk about Nicholas Suzuki. Nick Suzuki, good old Slick Nick.
Hop on the Habs train.
You know what?
I love it.
I I am hopping on the Habs train a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll get into Slick Nick in just a second, but as an aside, I know we did our bandwagon pitches last week, and if you haven't listened to that to our pitches yet, or
Shame on you.
no,
For one.
I feel like you're gonna say I convinced you, and that means I won. But go on.
Well, I did like, again, I did like Quinn's pitch. And she made some good points because I literally, like, Ottawa Senators were not even a
No,
blip on my
nobody cares about
radar,
the Ottawa. Yeah.
right? So in that sense, I was like, okay, it kind of made me think a little bit. But Quinn, I gotta say, re-listening to that episode, you said, I know that there's Brady Tkachuk, but that's not who we hate. It's Matthew Tkachuk.
He's
Like,
not Matthew yet.
I kind of reject that. Like, I don't know how I let that slip through the cracks last week.
It's because you were
Because,
so stunned that I actually ad-libbed a pitch and got it in 60 seconds,
yes, no, not
which is
taking
fair.
away from how impressive your pitch was. It's still Brady Tkachuk. Like, I still fucking hate that guy. Like, I still don't want to root for him. I know they're playing Toronto and everyone has such strong feelings about
Oh, they're
Toronto.
gonna get destroyed by. Don't even worry about it. It's a
Well,
non-factor
and
anymore.
don't worry, because as we all know, Toronto will find a way to blow it. They'll probably just destroy Ottawa in the first round, but they'll find a way to blow it in the
Yeah.
second round. But I'm
Yeah.
like, I can't, I, you know what? All of the things that were said, I'm not cheering for a Tkachuk brothers team. I'm not gonna do it. So I'm liking the Habs a little bit more, and this
Love
I
it.
and I love this Nick Suzuki guy. He just some player highlights. So he is the captain for the Montreal Canadiens, and just some career highlights. You know, he was drafted 13th overall by Vegas in the first round. Thankfully, he has been traded to the Montreal Canadiens and
So that
played,
you can like him and
so
cheer
that I
for
can
him.
actually like him, and has been playing his career there since. He was a critical role in the Canadiens' run in the Stanley Cup final, leading them in points during the playoffs in 2021. And then he's also the youngest captain in history, in Canadiens' history, sorry, at age 23. I don't know who the youngest captain in history is.
I think it's
I
Connor.
would have assumed Connor.
Okay,
Because
okay.
he was captain from day one.
Okay, well,
No, not his first year. Second
He
year.
wasn't? Second year.
Second year he was captain, right? Okay, well, in Nick, Slick Nick, youngest captain in Canadiens history. And he has never missed a game in his NHL career. So
Wow.
this is an Iron Man.
Yeah,
Like, that's
that's
impressive,
impressive. Oh,
right?
very,
Yeah.
very much so.
And what is impressive about that to me as well is because as I was reading about him, I realized that as when he was a little kid, he actually had like a lot of health issues. And he was like constantly sick with like pneumonia, or there was like a respiratory virus that he also had, and ear infections and surgeries and all of these different things. So he, I mean, what, like a little fighter, and then becomes like this unbreakable entity in the NHL, not missing any games. And I think that's, you know, I think that's
He's having
amazing.
a hell of a season, too.
He's having an amazing season. So not only, like, you know, these kind of fun things aside, and the fact that he's got some likable qualities, he's someone to watch, and he's fun to watch because he's a crafty player. He's a creative player, probably how he got his nickname, Slick Nick. Just some other fun facts. He is of Japanese Canadian heritage, and he has said that he wants to be a role model for other Asian hockey players, which I think is great. And before you ask, because of his last name, Suzuki, yes, he is related to the environmental personality David Suzuki.
I
Yeah.
wasn't even gonna ask because
A
I thought there's no
Canadian
way.
icon.
they are. I think he is David Suzuki. Yeah, Canadian icon for sure. David Suzuki is first cousin of their grandfather. Yeah.
Oh,
So
wow.
Okay.
Suzuki's in Canada, big deal. So he's been playing for Montreal for some time now, and a lot of political leaders or people in Montreal have put on some pressure for him to learn French, because I think he's such a star now in Montreal, and they think that it would really help him connect more with his fan base. And also Sidney Crosby apparently privately encouraged him to learn French as well. And I mean, if Sidney Crosby tells you to do something, you're probably going to do
You
it
do
because
it.
everyone looks up to that guy. And he has been learning French, and he did a I think he did some French language commercial, and everyone praised how good his pronunciation was and how well he did. So I don't know. I like this guy.
I like it.
And I know in the past too, I think there was one season for sure when the Habs were out of the playoffs. He did not want to join. He's a guy that looks after himself. He did not want to join Team Canada at the World Hockey Championships, for both his mental and physical health,
Yes,
which
big
I
advocate
can
for mental health.
highly respect that. Which, yeah, so yeah, a role model in a lot of good ways there.
Role model in a couple different ways. I agree.
Yeah.
Showing
And I
such
think.
resilience, right? Like he's a model for resilience, really.
Yeah, I like Slick Nick. I like that.
Slick
And
Nick. And you're in on the Habs anyway.
I'm in on the Habs. I'm in on them making the playoffs. I don't know how far they'll go, but yeah,
Well,
let's
that
dive
leads
into
us
some
beautifully into bold predictions.
bold predictions. I have a not so bold prediction. I'm not sure, especially in this group, but I don't think Florida makes it past the first round.
Oh,
Ooh,
what?
loses
That
to
is
Tampa.
spicy.
Yeah, I think Tampa
I
go
like that one.
I
I
think
like it.
Tampa's not gonna let that happen again.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I agree, but I obviously want to.
I'm rooting for that.
I
Yeah,
am
absolutely.
absolutely rooting for that. Oh my
An
God, I would.
absolute advocate of that bold prediction.
Both Kachuk brothers out in the first round. Come on. Christmas? Christmas?
Yeah. Okay. So that will come to my bold prediction. Every team that won game one, except for the Colorado Avalanche, will win their series.
I like that.
There
Oh
was
boy.
too many blowouts, but I will say the Colorado Dallas game one, everything went the way of Colorado. They got insane bounces. And so that one, I'm not saying that they won't win, but it will be very, very close in my opinion. And I mean, Dallas is certainly not gonna not put up a big fight here.
No.
So that was a very lopsided game one compared to what the game actually looked like. But everybody else that won game one, and I predict even some sweeps in those. I think that
Okay.
New Jersey will not win a game.
Okay,
They
so
don't
you're
have a
saying
chance against Carolina.
just for clarity, at time of recording, you're saying Hurricanes, Leafs, Golden Knights, Jets,
I don't know if Minnesota will win a game.
and Colorado
Color
all win their
No,
series.
I don't think that that one is cut and dry.
Okay.
I think that Dallas is in that series despite what game one looked like.
I think
Okay.
Dallas is still, I agree with you that like Dallas is still going to put up a fight. Like they're not down for the count. I have flipped on thinking that they're going to take the series. I'm leaning towards Colorado anyway.
I flipped on Ottawa. I thought Ottawa might like seize the
Not a
day kind
chance.
of thing. And
Not
then,
after game
yeah,
one. No.
no,
No.
they
Not
were
a chance.
just
No. Not there. No.
not there, not at the same level.
It was nice while it lasted,
Yeah, New
which was
Jersey
leading
probably
up to the
won't win
end.
a game. I'll just say that.
That's fair.
The
That's
Devils
a
are
fair take.
the Devils.
Okay, I got a couple for you. Okay, so one of my predictions is that I think the cup winner comes out of the West this year.
Oh, I like it.
Finally.
Yeah, like it.
I don't have a prediction on, who that's going to be necessarily, but I really feel strongly that we've got the strongest teams on our side to do that, or on the West side to do that. And another prediction just to throw out there, I think Vegas gets bounced in an early round and we dance on their grave. And I'm not just being biased. I don't think that they are going to make it that far.
Well, I like that because I have an Avs Oilers conference final.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I
I
think it's
yeah.
like we lost to them in what, 2022?
When
So
they won the cup, yeah.
this is our redemption.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get
The
that.
23, yeah.
And I know
22-23 season.
Vegas finished first in our division, but I don't think that that's necessarily a factor for how
Nah.
they're gonna roll in the series. I don't know. I don't see them doing it.
There's something about karma with Vegas that has to kick in at some point. I know the world doesn't always work that way, but I just feel like I can't get past them being cheaters. And I with
And
the
also just never having anything, they've never gone through shittiness, quite
No.
frankly.
Yeah.
You know, like as of an expansion franchise, you know, they made the playoffs. They went to the Stanley Cup final their first year. Like
Which was
enough.
right, and
Fans
that
deserve to
yeah,
fucking suffer a
you
little.
need to
Yeah,
suffer.
they're okay. Fans, yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, are we really that stoked on Vegas bringing home a cup to a bunch of tourists? Not really. I mean, what fans?
Oh gosh.
So I did think it was cool that they went to
No,
the
yeah.
Stanley Cup final in their first year. That I was like, yeah, of course. I was like, oh, Cinderella story, how nice. But
Yeah.
you're right, they have not
Since
struggled.
then,
They're
it's nothing. No struggle.
fans, quote unquote, whoever that is, just people who like to visit Vegas. They have not struggled. They have not struggled like other teams have struggled.
My next bold prediction, Connor McDavid averages 2.5 points per game through the playoffs. I love
Okay,
that.
okay.
Big numbers. 2.5 points. That's a lot
That's a
per
lot.
game. Averages 2.5 per game.
Wow.
All
Through the
right.
playoffs, however long
Oof.
they go.
Okay. I mean, again, I like to hear it. It's a prediction I can advocate for.
This is optimistic Quinn. This is the
I
optimistic Quinn that
know.
we know and
Wait.
love and need.
You
Yeah.
must have had a good rest. I don't know what's going
I've had a
on, but you're
really
feeling
relaxing
good.
weekend. It's been nice. Yeah.
That explains so much, probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of a bold prediction that we can all advocate for, I think. If the Oilers make it to the final round again this year, Nickelback will play the tailgate party.
Yes.
The people will get what they want. Not
Yep.
that they didn't want Shania, but people really wanted Nickelback. Obviously,
Obviously,
I
I
wanted
know
Shania.
Flames.
Flames
We wanted
shooting from the
Shania.
stage.
We wanted Shania and Nickelback.
Yes.
We maybe, no offense, didn't need Our Lady Peace.
OLP. No. Nope.
Right. And then
Sorry, Rain.
one other thing I want to say is I do think that we see a relatively reserved Matthew Tkachuk this playoff season.
Oh,
I
there
don't
you go.
I
Back
don't
in.
I
Yeah.
don't think we're gonna get like full on rat boy, like pest master
He
Tkachuk.
doesn't, probably also because he doesn't need to be, because they also have the other rat in Brad Marchand.
And
So,
maybe they had to get Brad Marchand in there to be like, Tkachuk, you need to dial it back a little bit because if you keep getting in people's faces, more fights are going to happen. You're already like, coming off some injury. I think he needs to be mindful of that. I think he needs to be mindful of his injuries. And I don't think we're gonna. I think we're gonna see a tame Tkachuk this year
Okay.
in the playoffs.
A likable one? Just joking.
No, no, no,
No,
no, no, no,
just
no.
kidding.
Quinn. Likeable. He still has that damn face. I mean, there's nothing he can even do about that.
Still a little rat.
All
Okay.
right.
Now to the PWHL.
Okay, to
Because
the
I'm
PWHL.
pissed.
Yeah, so rumor has it, nothing announced yet officially, but rumor has it that at time of recording, rumors, I still believe, not official. Vancouver and Seattle will be the two new teams in the PWHL. We knew there was likely one to come from Canada and one from the States, and those are the rumors. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think Quinn has some feelings. I have some feelings, but she's dying to jump in here.
absolutely furious, to be quite frank.
They had a huge turnout.
That's fine. Okay, well, they
Quinn,
had a huge
let's
turnout
hear your rant
game.
Here.
They also have huge turnouts to Whitecaps playoff games. They also have huge turnouts to BC Lions playoff games. They show up when the time is right. Vancouver is not a sports city. And listen, I will say that there is some bitterness that they stole the World Cup from us behind our backs. Edmonton did all the work in the bid for the FIFA World Cup in North America, or Canada, US, and Mexico. They stole it from us. And a city that genuinely, I have a friend who was a reporter there, a sports reporter or the talk show host. He says it too. It is not a sports city. There are very small pockets of people who care about sports, and then people jump on board when things get good. So you know that the Vancouver Canucks don't have as nearly as many fans right now because they didn't make the playoffs compared to last year when they were storming the streets, excited about their team and thinking they're going to beat the Oilers. You know, this is a city that has rided twice because they didn't win the Stanley Cup. Just because it's just dramatic people that don't actually care about sports. And so for them to get a PWHL team, if things don't go well for the PWHL early on, I'm sorry, but that franchise will fail.
Whoa. You're going to have to turn down the volume. That was spice. Yeah, Quinn, that's a hot take. I mean, it's fair. I think it's disappointing that it wasn't maybe one of the other markets. But I'm also
and they're
not
still
going to
announce another one. But
I'm going to say I fully disagree with Quinn here. I see some of your points about Vancouver in general as, you know, not being a sports city necessarily. They are a women's sports city. I was not surprised at all. I didn't even think Edmonton compared to Vancouver was really in the running, to be honest. I knew that Vancouver would get this over us because Vancouver, if you see clips, you watch scenes from, and I have friends that went to that game as well. If you watch videos or anything, like the energy is so high, and I think Edmonton brought it as well, but it was not the same. It wasn't the same vibe. It wasn't the same energy. I think it was great that Edmonton really came out with like the families, but it wasn't just like Vancouver's fan base wasn't just like for the kids. It was for all the women.
All the lesbians showed up.
Well, here's the thing. And that's my next point. Vancouver has a very big LGBTQ population. There are a lot of lesbians in Vancouver. I can tell you from personal experience. I've lived there. I've lived in two different cities in Alberta.
I know them all.
I've lived in two different cities in Alberta. It is not the same in terms of the community size that they have in Vancouver. And the lesbians show up for women's sports, regardless of how they're doing. So we can say that about, you know, the Canucks or whatever. We've agreed on that. They have a fair weather fan base. But when it comes to women's sports, Vancouver reigns supreme over us, in my opinion. Obviously, I would love to have a PWHL team here, but it makes perfect sense that it would end up in Vancouver.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you, especially if they're bringing one in Seattle from a cost perspective. I mean, logistically, it makes a lot of sense. But I hear you, Quinn.
I get the frustrations with Vancouver in general, but I think the women's sports fan base specifically is not that.
I hope for the players' sake that that you're wrong. Quinn and
for the league's sake, I hope for everybody's sake, because I don't want to see that happen. I don't trust Vancouver. I trust them to go out sometimes, but I just don't see it being regular. But also, I don't know the gay community there. So
but you know what? Like, Paulina, you make some really good points there. I will add the Northern Super League women's professional soccer started recently, just last week. And they also have a Vancouver team. And so I'm curious, can they hold up that many
That's
teams?
exactly it. I just don't see it because Vancouver isn't a sports city.
I think they can just based on this particular fan base. I think women's sports is different there. Just funny note on the NSL premier game. So Sarah, my wife, was in Vancouver when this happened, and she got invited to the game, and I didn't know even that she was going. And she texted me. She's like, "Oh, I'm at some lesbian event tonight," and I was like, "Oh, where?" And she's like, "Oh, at the like soccer game at BC Place." I'm like, "Oh, the NSL premier game."
Debut, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't really like she doesn't really follow sports.
Not a sports guy.
But she said like it was yeah, it was like everyone came out. Not you know that's a funny way of saying it, but everyone showed up. Everyone showed up,
Took me
and
too
it
long.
was an incredibly fun experience, an incredibly fun vibe. The lesbians were there. In
So,
their presence was strong.
are they playing in BC Place? They must be.
They
They
were,
were
yeah.
playing
That one,
They
yeah.
were,
Yeah,
yeah.
because so they had what, 14,000 people show up for that NSL game that was against Calgary, which is very cool because Steph LeBay just welcomed, and her partner just welcomed their twins into the world, and Steph is connected to Vancouver, and her wife is working with Calgary. So that was funny because they
Oh,
posted a
interesting.
picture and Georgia Simmerling was posted a picture and then scribbled Steph out in the photo
Oh, that's
because it was
funny.
like during kick it was very cute.
That is funny.
I don't know if you follow either of them, but they're an adorable couple. And actually one of the things that I think is really interesting about the NSL is that it is a league built by players. So Georgia Simmerling wasn't a soccer player, but of course we all know Steph LeBay. But Diana Matheson really advocated for this league. She's a former Canadian national team player, and founded this league with a player first policy approach, and like expanded maternity leave, guaranteed contracts. This was all highlighted in a New York Times article that came out, but super interesting and exciting to see. It's the first ever Canadian pro soccer league for women, so it's
Yeah, it's
super
amazing.
exciting.
Ugh, rooting for him.
And so much Canadian pride and talent, very similar to the PWHL, where it's just all these like world-class players that you get to see. Like we've got people coming back from Europe, like Erin McLeod, she was a goalie for Canada for years. She's playing. Desiree Scott is playing. All these big names playing in the Northern Super League
And
that
then
just
all it's
didn't
going to
have a
do
place.
is going to improve the talent in Canada as well. Canada is going
Oh,
to continue to excel as
100%.
a soccer nation
100%.
because of this,
Yeah.
because now
It'll.
they're going to be bringing kids up through these
Yeah.
systems
Yes,
and they have
exactly.
somewhere to go. And it's just going to do such wonders for a program that has already, done such great things for our country,
It's
frankly.
going to be a pipeline for the national team. 100%. Totally agree. And just the visibility and accessibility for the sport in Canada. Like TSN's carrying the game, CBC Jam. It's awesome. It's super exciting.
All right. Well, go Oilers.
Go Oil.
Go Oilers, go women's professional sports. I'm just feeling so positive.
Wow, look at us. Look at us on today's podcast. So much positivity.
What a
There's
beautiful
almost
time.
too much to talk about. We couldn't even
I'm
pack it
just
all
happy we're
in.
back. I'm just happy we're back in the playoffs and,
Let's enjoy it for
you know,
what it
let's
is.
just enjoy it for what it is. I'm like, you think, oh, what am I doing tonight? It's, weeknight. Who cares? Oh, there's a game on. It's the playoffs. That's
Just
fucking
kidding. It's
awesome.
huge. It's huge. It's a big night. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Whew.
Oh, let's
All right.
go. All
All
right.
right.
See you
Okay. See
another
you
time,
another
ladies.
time.